was in his class at junior school for a while.
Yes. So you're Pat Price that was, but now Pat
Smith.
Okay. And so we're going back to the start then. You went to school to Queen Victoria?
Queen Victoria, yeah.
And you were there throughout Queen Victoria with him, were you?
No. I think, I've got a feeling Stuart might have been a year younger than me, and I was at that stage where you had to, September my birthday was. So
yeah.
I was in the year above I should have been.
Yeah.
And I stayed down in Queen Victoria for a year, and I think then I was in Stuart's year then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and after Queen Victoria, did you go to Dormston?
No, I went to Dudley, and I think Stuart went to Dormston, but I'm not sure. Yeah. He was quite a clever lad, actually.
Yes.
And I think he might have...
Go to Wolverhampton Grammar School?
No. Either he might have gone to Tipton, or he might have just gone on to Dudley Tech College. I don't know. I can't remember.
But your knowledge of him really during the teenage years was
theatre group, and I did go. He moved on to the Northway when he married, and then he and Margaret moved to Stourport area, which was when they had their son, I think.
Yes.
And we did go and visit him there once, but then lost touch after that. Really,
the son's James.
Yes, that's right. And he, I know he moved to France, and I got a friend at the time who was living in Germany, and they did go and visit him.
Yeah.
So they probably know more about him than I do.
And is that person still in surgery?
Yeah, just lived down in Gospel, off Gospel End Road.
So, yeah, if you, have you got the address? Or?
Yes, I see them frequently, yes.
Yeah. If you mention to them that...
I will do, yes.
The son is, James, is getting in touch, trying to get in touch and, you know, finding out a little bit more about his father. So, I think it was 1971 or 2. His son was born, James. But that, you reckon that may have been in Stourbridge rather than in Sedgley?
I know they got him and went to visit, and it was the Stourport area, I recall, that end anyway. And he was a baby then, but whether he was born there or in Sedgley, I can't remember.
Do you know why he went to France?
I think his job.
Do you know what his job was?
No, I don't.
So, going back to your sort of contacts with him, as part of the drama group?
It's part of the drama group and youth club, really, yes.
Yeah. So, were you in that Midsummer Night's Dream production of 1964?
Yes.
So, you'll be in that photo that I got of him?
I might be, yes.
Yes. And what, do you remember what
that
you
was,
played?
Hippolyta, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hippolyta.
That was Midsummer's, wasn't it? Yeah.
And what would he? I suppose you don't remember what he did.
I don't remember.
But it looked good fun anyway.
Yeah.
And that was presumably one of many that you did.
That was pre-Sega days. That one. That was really was the youth club. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Pre-Sega. Yes. The sort of drama group youth club morphed into
Sedgley,
How often did you actually perform these plays and things?
I think once a year then in the youth club, yeah.
And where did you perform them?
Here.
Yes,
in the church hall.
It looks as though that's where.
But then I went more into the backstage thing after that, you know, either props or...
But he was a performer though.
Yes, I think he was. And I think he might have been in sort of like the Oberon's helpers and, you know, that side of it, the tailor or something like that. I've forgotten Midsummer Night's Dream.
I don't know the play at all, really. Yeah. So I think we did do it.
Sort of five or six, weren't there? Were tailors and tinkers, and I think he might have been one of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you did several of these anyway, and he was more on the acting side.
Yeah,
than,
because
than
he
Batson.
Was quite a comedy. Person,
and he was quite a witty character.
Yeah, very much so.
And was he a practical joker?
Yeah, I'd say he probably was, yes. Yeah.
And what was his best friend? Who was his best?
I think Nicholas Hammersley was quite close to him, and he became a surgeon.
Yeah.
He went into dentistry because his mother was and parents were quite stalwarts of the church at one time, the Hammersleys.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nick became a dentist. Then I think he went into facial reconstruction.
Yes.
And he went to Glasgow, I think, and never hear of anything of him now either.
No. I faintly remember somebody telling me that one of the group did become a surgeon.
Yeah.
Anybody else he might have known that was around at the time?
Well, Fran was around.
Fran Huben.
Yeah, but I would think Anthony Herbertson might be able to tell you more of his ongoing life.
Yes.
After youth club.
Do you remember anything about his choir career at all?
No.
I think Kennedy will probably tell me that, won't he? He's an altar server. Roy has said he knew him, but not very well. And I've just got one photograph of him then in, I think it's 1964 again, or 63. So, I mean, that's good, that's fine, it's got some contacts. And then there's somebody down...
I will speak to them, but I shall see them.
What's their name again?
Herbertson.
Herbertson, yes.
Yeah.
And is it a lady or a man?
Well, both of them do, because both were, close to him, probably more than I was, really. And they both went to youth club, and they moved to Germany when Stuart was in France. So I know they visited him in France.
Yes.
So they would know more. I'm seeing them at the weekend.
Yeah, that would be great.
So
yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yes, through any of these ladies.
Yeah, we'll do.
And you know, I can go and see them if need be.
Yeah.
Because it would be nice.
Because
we did get asked.
Anthony's at home most days, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a character, Stuart, I have to say. Yeah,
who led the youth club at that point? Who was the sort of adult in charge, so to speak?
A Mr. Thompson, who was a teacher at Wolverhampton, at Dudley Grammar School.
So anybody else involved at all?
Well, I think probably the vicar or the curate at the time was.
Yeah. I think I...
And there was a man named Charles Coppin who ran the drama side.
Yes, I've heard about him.
Yeah.
I think James told me about her. And...
Think if there was anybody, Sheila Oliver.
Yes.
She might know a bit about it.
Yeah. I think Jane has met one or two people. Dorothy Round, is it? Not Dorothy Round.
Cynthia Round,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dorothy Round's the tennis player.
Yeah.
They're related.
That's right.
Okay. Well, no, that's great to kick off with anyway, certainly.
Speak to Anthony. Have you got a number or anything?
Yeah.
Because I see Anthony on a regular basis.
Yes.
Or his wife.